This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, right here on GCN, and it's also carried one day later on RBN. If you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen to us as you travel or at home, there's a listen line. Actually, there's several listen lines, but let me give you one of them. 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And I received, let me just give you a couple quick announcements. There have been some calls to the farmhouse. People have been asking if any of you are interested in selling bitcoins, possibly buying bitcoins. And if you have a connection, if you want to do it privately, you can go to the USA Prepares website and contact us through the project inquiry form. That's if you're interested in selling, buying bitcoins privately. USAPrepares.com, project inquiry form on the website. And we'll see if there's any interest. So, over the last month and a half, I've received several calls from Gwyneth Isaacs. And Gwyneth has told me some interesting stories. She lives off-grid. She's got a solar system, battery system, inverter system. She lives off the grid and interesting life. And so I asked her if she would come on the air with me and tell us just what Australia's like. You know, maybe I need to relocate to Australia. I'm thinking that maybe the epicenter of chemtrail flu is not where I need to be. So I'm exploring options with the rest of the family. You know, where is it a great place to live? And by the way, class, if you think your neck of the woods is a great place to live, you can always call in on any broadcast, you know, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central, and let us know where it's a great place to live and why. Now, that would be the economy, meaning cost of living low, freedom from government help, meaning lots of police are not there, and freedom to live your life unassisted by government minions. Weather's got to be acceptable, got to be able to grow food, raise food, and enjoy life the way it used to be in most places in the United States in the 1950s and 60s. That's kind of what we're looking for. So Gwyneth has called us, and she's on the air with us now. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Carry on. That's all right.
Well, you know, I am getting better every day. My super glue is still on my stomach holding me together. And hopefully within the next couple of weeks, I'll be able to walk around and begin becoming a productive member of our farm the way you are in Australia.
Yeah.
I've got a question. I've got a question for you.
How
did you, before we get started, how did you hear about USA Prepares?
Well, I like to listen to a lot of podcasts. And what I usually do before I go and do my farm work during the day is I make sure that I've got some podcasts loaded on to listen, usually through YouTube. Okay? And I think I was looking at Alex Jones, and I was looking at Ron Gibson's channel, and I happened to see your show there, and I'm into preparedness anyway. And I said, oh, well, I'll listen to this guy on Ron Gibson's channel on YouTube. And I decided that I jolly well liked your show. But do you know something? You're saying about a life free of government interference. And I want to say that if you want a life free of government interference, do not move to Australia because you'll be sorely disappointed.
All right, let me just cross that off the map right now then. You know, that's the problem. You know, in the 1950s, the father of a family, let's say there were two children, mother, father, the father could go to work a regular 8 hours, come home, and the bills could be paid. They could live in a house, they could have a car, and it was just wonderful. And then through inflation and taxation and intervention and oppression and codes and restrictions, it became impossible to do that. You needed to have mother and father working. And in order to do that, you had to hire somebody to raise your children for you. Or drop them off, you know, at a children raising center. And as a result of that, our children have no idea what's going on. They have very few skills. They don't have motivation, innovation. They're not as bright as the previous generation. And the whole thing is spiraled down, and it's all because of the government greed that they want to steal from all of us. At least that's my take on it.
Yeah, I tend to agree there.
Can you give us a thumbnail? Now, you were born in New Zealand.
That's right.
To Depression era parents. Tell us what that was like, what your family was like, and then let's, how about this? How about if we then talk about how you got where you are, who you are, and that, and so forth?
Okay. Now, when I say I was born to Depression-era parents, I was born in 1974, okay? So I'm very much of Alex Jones's generation, but I grew up in New Zealand. I think he might be a year older than me. But most of the parents of children my age were 20 years younger than my parents. My mother was 42 when I was born, and my father was 44. And my father was fairly well off, but my mother's parents, her father was an alcoholic, and her mother, you know, was raising her on extremely limited means. And in those days, there was not so much government help. My grandfather, my mother's father, although he was an alcoholic for many decades. He was trained in the military, so a very strong part of the military back then, and probably still is the same now, is do whatever you want when you're not on duty, but make sure you turn up for your shift sober. And that was very much my grandfather's work ethic. So, yes, he used to get horribly blindly drunk and waste all the family's money when he wasn't working, but when it was his turn to do the shift, then he was always sober and he was a good worker. And he always managed to have work. And this was during the 1930, or actually my mum was born in 35. So this was during the 1930s, 1940s, when my mother was growing up. But my grandfather, my mother's father, always had work because he turned up to work sober. And he used to work on the railways, and before he was on the railways, before he emigrated to Australia, because my grandmother and grandfather lived in Australia, in Western Australia, he used to work at Buckingham Palace because he was in the household cavalry, which is rather interesting. His father, who was William Long, sorry, not his father, sorry, his uncle, who was William Long, was actually His Majesty's Chief of Horse. And this is easily verifiable by anybody who wants to go out there and check who William Long is, and they will find that he was the King's Chief of Horse, and his final duty of his whole career was to ride Her Majesty's carriage horse when she was crowned in 1956. I think it was 56 that Her Majesty was crowned, but I'm not sure there. But that was my great uncle's final duty, great great uncle's final duty. And my grandfather was actually, he was William Jesse Long, and he was actually named after his uncle. So that's the family black background. So they were a family of British blue bloods. And my grandmother's family were descended from the Earls of Lindsay. She was the granddaughter or the great-granddaughter of the Earl of Lindsay. And the Earl of Lindsay was, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Braveheart, but when when William Wallace's uncle comes up on the big white horse and says, "I'm your uncle, Argyle, you'll be coming with me now," and all that sort of stuff. And he goes and lives with his uncle after his father is murdered by Edward I in a war.
Yep, that's what you think it is. Yeah, that's our first break. Yeah. Gwyneth Isaac's with us, and she's telling us who she is. And when we come back, Gwyneth, I'd like to ask you what people think of the Queen. What do they actually think of the Queen? We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaac's with us. And Gwyneth, I have a friend who I see, sometimes once a year. And I'll go to a convention of a topic that I'm interested in. And he'll fly over from England. Actually, from England. And I've said to him in the past, we'll have dinner together. A bunch of us guys will get together for dinner. And I'll say to him, so tell me about the Queen. And he'll say, she's the Queen. I'll say, what does she do? Well, she's the Queen. Okay. What does she do? Well, she's the Queen. And that's as far as I can go. What do people think of the Queen?
Here in Australia, she is actually the head of state. Okay, so we don't have a president; we have the Queen. But there's been a fraud that's happened in Australia. Unfortunately, it started when I was just a tiny child, and what that has been was we had a prime minister, and his name was Gough Whitlam, and he did a dirty deal, and he said, we're not going to have all of our documents signed off by the Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II anymore. We're going to have the documents signed off by somebody that he invented called Eliabeth R. That's Eliabeth. He even spelled her name wrong, just like in a Nigerian scam. Okay? This is a fictitious straw man. So although technically the Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is still the Queen, of this country, she's still the head of state, no documents have been signed in her name since about 1975. And Gough paid for his treason because he was deposed by the Governor General, who is Her Majesty's representative here in this country. But it's that the mistake was not fixed. And unfortunately, that's put the whole country onto a rather treasonous track ever since. It's as if somebody decided to, not actually elect the President of the United States, but just to set up a fictitious straw man and to, you know, sign all the legislation into law in the name of this fictitious straw man called, I don't know, Obama? When he wasn't actually elected the President of the United States and he was nominated by a committee?
Yeah.
That's what it would be like. So, like I say, unfortunately, the mistake was not fixed. And that's really given the globalists not just a toehold in this country, it's basically given them the keys to the bridge of the ship. And it's very, very unfortunate. And it was around about that time that my mum and dad, who had been living in Geraldton, Western Australia, which was where they both grew up, it was during the era of Gough Whitlam that they moved to New Zealand. And that was in 1973. And around about a year later, I was born. So that was in 1974. And he was deposed, I think, in 75. From memory, Gough Whitlam. But he was treasonous, and he sold our whole country down the river, and it's been sold down the river ever since, unfortunately. Yep.
Gwyneth, you say that your husband Archie, was a missionary to the Melbourne, Victoria underworld?
Yes, that's right. He was a, before he was a Christian, okay, he was a gangster himself. And he got his training. That's a tape again. Okay.
Yeah. There's no shortage of breaks. There's no shortage of breaks. When we get back, please tell us more about your husband in the underworld.
Okay.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us from Australia. We're live. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just did a quick count. You now have instructors from six countries. United States of America, Canada, Guatemala, United Kingdom, Australia, and Austria. Six countries. I'm all excited. So Gwyneth Isaacs, your husband was a gangster.
Yes. He was a gangster from the age of 6 years old on the streets of Glasgow. And his uncle founded one of the biggest street gangs in Glasgow, and that was called the Knife Gang, and I believe it's still going. I searched it a while back on the internet, and I believe these days it's called the Knife Crew. But my husband's uncle was Davy Livingston, not the famous Dr. David Livingston. That was another one of his uncles in a previous generation. But his uncle was Davy Livingston. And, so they had turf wars on the streets of Glasgow during the 1920s and 1930s and 1940s, where these gangs would get together and they would have full-on battles on the streets of Glasgow, okay, where they would have swords and knives. There weren't very many guns around, okay, but they would full-on have battles in the streets of Glasgow. And when World War II began, there was actually a number of different wars going on in Glasgow at the same time. There was the Scots versus the Germans, okay, because the Germans were sending paratroopers into the city and they were also bombing the city. There was the gang turf wars, which were constantly going on, especially on Saturdays, I believe. And there was also the Republicans versus the Orange Order, okay? So that means the IRA versus the Orange Order, which is the Freemasons. And they would have their own turf wars on the streets of Glasgow. So it was a very complicated landscape, and my husband basically had to join up with his uncle's gang for his own protection and safety, because since he was a member of his uncle's gang, no one would touch him. But it was so dangerous that he had to learn how to fight for his own survival. And I guess it would have been a bit like living in New York during the 1970s and 80s, like in the Bronx, maybe, when you had the Bloods and the Crips, but with a couple of extra levels of gang warfare happening as well. You know, English versus Germans, Scots versus Germans, etc. And that was the background. And so he made a lot of contacts in the Scottish and Irish and British criminal community when he was there, just by virtue that he was a gangster. And he ended up being second in command of the knife crew by the time he was in his early to mid-teens, okay, because he was a fighter. When he got to about the age of, oh, gosh, in his mid to late 20s, he actually became a Christian, and he realized that his former life was probably not going to be a long one. By this time, he had already emigrated to Australia. He had married, and he had, I think his first son was born in Glasgow. I think that he might have had two children by this time. He was working as a painter and decorator, but he still had all of his gangland connections, and he became a Christian. He decided that he was going to reform his life, he was going to stop drinking, and he went to Bible college. He became a minister of religion, Pentecostal minister, and he opened a mission. And he didn't realize the day that he opened the mission that the Hells Angels lived next door, which he wasn't intending to be a missionary to the Melbourne underworld. But having the Hells Angels next door sort of was God's nudge to him to say who his mission field was. And he was probably one of the only people who could have been a missionary on the whole face of the earth to the Hells Angels. And this was at 64 Napier Street in Fitzroy. And I don't know if their Melbourne headquarters is still there. But he had some very interesting adventures preaching the gospel to a bunch of outlaw motorcycle gangsters. And if it hadn't been for his former Glaswegian and Irish gang colleagues, he probably wouldn't have lived too long. And also the Holy Spirit as well, because the Holy Spirit did some amazing things, some outright miracles when he was in Melbourne and when he had his mission, and it was truly extraordinary. But I wouldn't recommend anyone out there deciding that they were going to go and be a missionary to the Hell's Angels unless they had had a whole lifetime of experience of dealing in the gang culture, because you'll probably end up getting yourself killed, all right?
Are you saying that your husband was able to do this because he was involved in a level of crime that was quite significant, possibly even involving the death of other people?
Oh, I don't. He never confessed anything to me. But, you know, because he'd lived in that world, he knew how to navigate it. And I've heard from other people since then that in his previous life he had been quite deadly. Let me say. He's dead now. He died of a heart attack. Okay?
Do you think that was that a natural cause? Or was that
It was a natural cause. Okay. Because his father and his grandfather both died of heart attacks at the same age in Scotland, and they died in the Scottish Highlands. His uncle also had a heart attack but survived because of modern medical care.
Is there a link between the underworld and the police?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Especially and in Victoria.
Are you saying that they cooperate and they're in business together?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know?
Can you tell us about tell us about that?
Okay. For example, okay, when I was living in Geraldton, there were former colleagues of my husband who were living there that I'd met, that I met by chance when I was there, okay? Friends of his that I'd met when I was living with my husband in Melbourne, and they moved to Geraldton and I moved to Geraldton, and by chance we happened to meet each other, okay? By the way, I am not involved in the underworld, okay? I stay out of that world as much as I can. I don't want to be involved. Okay? But my husband's friends are my husband's friends, and you can't get away from that. And we were in love, and I knew him at a different era of his life rather than when he had been involved. But he still had these people. When you're involved in the underworld, it's not so easy just to leave. Okay? Because I met them, I got to know who was who and got a little bit updated on who was still active and doing what, you know, just from talking to them, okay? And obviously I'm not at liberty to give the names of these people. But there's one fellow who was actually an enemy of my husband, okay? And he tried to murder my husband. He's a prominent public Melbourne underworld figure, and his name is called Mick Gatto, okay? And I don't like Mick Gatto very much, and he doesn't like me very much either, okay? he's a pedophile, okay? And he recently started sort of moving his vehicle through my town, my local town. All right? And so I don't know how deep that goes, but he began frequenting the local hotel, the local bar, and the license of that bar was owned by the mayor of that time, you know, and the cop of that town, Wedderburn, is as bent as a dog's back leg. So you know, what relationship Mick Gatto now has with that bar, I'm not quite sure. But I know for a fact that the mayor doesn't have the hotel anymore because he was arrested last year. He was arrested for a hit and run. The whole thing is just a tangled mess of crime and corruption. You know, when the mayor had a hit and run and the cops didn't even want to arrest him, but the thing is that the vehicle that he destroyed and the people that he put into hospital, they were some of the wealthiest people in town, and it couldn't just be swept under the carpet. You know, and all of this has been in the newspapers locally. But he didn't remain the mayor for very long, and apparently he lost the license of his hotel. But if you or I did that, we'd be in jail for about 5 years. But the mayor got $5,000 fine.
And if I thought as you were describing this, you were talking about our Congress over here. Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth Isaacs with us. And when we come back, we'll talk about drugs and the police running drugs. I'm Vin Finelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Plus, I just want to say thank you very much for keeping USA Prepares in the top 4 or 5 almost 24 hours a day on GCN. That's awesome. I guess you're paying attention in class. Please share the message with friends and family. One tip, if you plan on traveling during Independence Day, over the weekend, and on Independence Day, please don't let your vehicle fall below a half a tank. You could be stuck in gridlock for hours. And it could be quite serious if temperatures increase and you're stuck in a very, very warm weather. It could be deadly. So make sure that you've got at least half a tank at all times. Gwyneth Isaac's with us. Gwyneth, police running drugs?
Yeah, they do, all the time. I would say, well, I know for sure that the Queensland police do. We, Archie and I moved up to Queensland probably about a year before his death, mostly because we were having the daylights hassled out of us by the child snatchers of Victoria, okay? That was... The families department, the pedophile central. I don't know what they call them around where you are, but I'm sure that they exist. Child Protective Services, I believe they're called in the US.
They are.
And so we moved to Queensland to hopefully get a new start and a better climate, but we found out that the Queensland police were absolutely they make the Victoria police look positively tame. They have something up there these days. They're even worse because they have something called anti-association laws, which means that if you have a, let's say, a husband who is a has a friend who is a gangster, and you meet with your husband and your husband's friend who is the gangster, then the police can come and arrest all three of you. Just because you happen to be meeting with a known gangster. And yet it's okay for the police to run drugs through islands in southeast Queensland.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't sound all that different from the United States. Here they probably have another feature where they can use a device in Oklahoma and empty your accounts from funds because you're suspected of a crime. And also, the police, according to Mike Parsons, one of our instructors in Tennessee, told us that the cops will plant marijuana plants on farms, and then they will raid, those same cops will raid the farms and find the marijuana plants that they planted, that the cops planted, and then steal the farms. That's the kind of stuff we do in the United States.
That really doesn't surprise me at all. I don't grow any of those kinds of crops around here. It's like this. The farm that I have, I don't use marijuana, I don't grow it, but if other people want to use it or grow it, well, that's up to them, and I can see no real harm in it, all right? But the farm that I'm living on was first established by a couple called Jim and Josie Stump, and they were growing a crop up the back 13 years ago, okay? And apparently it was a... Oh, can you hear me? Hello?
Sure. Sure, we can hear
you
just fine.
Can you hear me? I'm getting a message from Scott, no microphone detected.
No, okay. We're good. We're good.
Okay, all right. They were growing a crop up the back of marijuana, and apparently they'd been doing so for some years, and there was a small bushfire up the back, and the fire department had to get in and put out the fire, found the crop, and reported them to the cops, and that was the end of this farm for them. And
there you go.
The place was derelict 10 years before I bought it 3 years ago.
You're not going to believe this, but we've just completed an hour of broadcasting. Thank you for joining us. I'm looking forward to having you come back again and again and share your stories. And even the story about how your yacht was sunk.
That would be
Gwyneth,
interesting.
We'll do it again. Yeah. Gwyneth, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks for that. Okay.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.